You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we kick off the show with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. And I'm glad to welcome back Susfin Wealth's David Shapiro to take a look at market movements and try and make sense of everything that's happening in South Africa and around the world. Good evening, Uncle David. Lovely to have you back. How was your holiday?
Busy. Family. When you've got family and two young, they're not adult grandchildren now. You're on your toes all the time, so I'm glad to be back resting.
Did you get a chance to keep up with?
I have to tell you something. When I look at going to Hussar's or any of the famous brands restaurants and eating there, compared with what you have to pay for similar kind of meals in New York or Boston, believe me, you feast up. You've got no idea what a steak costs in the US. So yeah,
sounds like you're glad to be home. It's always good to come back home and appreciate what we have to offer here. Let's look at some of those developments from the home front. Famous Brands gave us that update. I've got the conversation with the CEO a little later on. Seemingly okay set of numbers. Yeah. Your interpretation of that?
Look, you've got to hand it to them. I think they're coming back from the gourmet burger debacle and slowly picking up their, picking up momentum here as well. And I think generally those companies, Spur, Famous Brands, have done very well. And they, there's a lot going on in those areas. Unfortunately, I think it's at the top end of the market where they're taking a little bit of a strain. But, they're good businesses, and there's still some work to get them back. And Jimmy, you've got to believe, you've got to remember, they went through COVID. They went through load shedding. They went through, load shedding as well had an enormous impact. The high costs of the food, and you can't pass that on to the consumer. So I think when you look at the results, you have to understand what they've had to negotiate to get to where they are today. It hasn't been easy for them. And yet, they've persevered and come out with very respectable numbers.
I think that is definitely what has been something that has been lingering with the restaurateurs in particular is there's a lot of costs they couldn't pass on. At some point, they did face an existential threat when we were in the midst of level 5 lockdowns. But it is good to see everybody sort of getting back on track and getting back to business as usual. Speaking of business as usual, PGMs, we always have to have a look at those because the platinum price is finally above $1,000. Yeah, we've been waiting months for this.
I know. It goes there and then it falls back, and it goes there, falls back. But, Jimmy, it will, rates are going to start coming down. China is going to stimulate its economy. It might not be at the pace we want, but it might be at a slower pace. But eventually we're going to get there. And, I'm still positive. I think even before I left, I was positive on where markets are going. I still think we're going to have very good years next year and so on. Don't be impatient. You're going to get the kind of volatility that we get all the time. That's the nature of markets for that. But I think the trend, in other words, the trajectory is still up. And PGMs, as you say, creeping up, beyond 1,000, the former base, up another bit as well. So I'm still optimistic on where we'll be next year.
Uncle David, how do we feel about the U.S.? We are weeks away from U.S. elections, and everything seems to be in focus around the U.S. You've just come back from the U.S. Yeah. How's the sentiment? What's the mood like there at the moment?
Well, first of all, on the economy, it's pumping. I know that they say soft landing. There's no such thing as a soft landing. The if you go in, I was in New York and Boston. It's busy. There are tourists. People are spending. If you go down to the theater, they're full all over. Broadway is packed. So I never saw any sense of kind of a slowdown. I know it's New York. It's a rich city. The average wages are way above anything in Europe or the UK and so on. The big issue there is, and they're going to continue. The people I spoke to, it was all about technology, whether it was biotech, whether it was about, AI and so on. A lot happening, and it's going to continue, and I think America will dominate. The election, that's something else. It's you have a nation that's split right down the middle and hate on both sides. You know what I mean? This is two warring factions against each other. You've got the very cruel Trump. I think people are bored with him. They're bored with his claims, his cruelty, corruption, and lies, and so on. But still, he's got a very strong support base. On the other hand, you've got Kamala, who's not very popular, but at least she's an antidote. You know what I mean? She's a respectful person. She doesn't use foul language. You know, she doesn't cozy up to Putin. You know, she's untainted and she's been in public service. She respects the Constitution. She respects the law. So that's who you've got on two sides. Who's going to win? I have no idea. It's very, very difficult to call because it comes down to those marginal states, you know, to those swing states. That's it. A few states are going to decide. Wisconsin, Michigan, and so on, you know.
That U.S. electoral system is still so complicated. Uncle David, let's wrap things up with a look at EOH. They gave us results today. Yeah. Is anyone still watching that?
It's a pity. You know why? Because it's a business we need. As you get the, call it the digital transformation, companies have to continually upgrade their services. They have to upgrade their IT and that. And it's a business that should be prospering. They're still battling from the past. It's dragging them down. It's just a pity. You know, that's why the mess that this company caused itself is just tragic. But I think from this point of view, I don't know if they're ever going to get out of this. I know the losses are being reduced. A lot of work to do to get back to anywhere near where they used to be.
Still lots of work to be done, and markets are still digesting all of the movements that are unfolding. I think we'll leave it at that, Uncle David. Thank you for the time and for the insights. Welcome back. That's David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth joining me to reflect on the market movements throughout the day, as well as what's been happening in the U.S.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.